This week's Come on iPal is about the Northeastern Pacific earthquake. The originally scheduled topic, traffic safety campaign in the spring, has been rescheduled for the next broadcast. Recently, there was a devastating tsunami caused by an earthquake in the Northeastern Pacific Ocean, which inflicted extensive damage and the loss of many lives around Iwate Prefecture, Miyagi Prefecture, Fukushima Prefecture, and other areas of Japan's Toho region. The amount of condolences for the deceased and sympathy for all of the families suffering cannot be expressed enough. In addition, there are many victims of the disaster, and through rescue operations by the country and government, and through shelter preparation, we hope that these victims will be able to return to their regular lives with peace of mind as soon as possible. It is likely that there were a significant number of foreign people among those whose lives were taken and those who suffered from the disasters. It's also probable that many family and friends of people living in Kagawa were also affected by this tragic event. Currently, the Tohoku Area Pacific Offshore Earthquake Multi-Language Support Center has been created through the Japan Intercultural Academy of Municipalities in Otsu City. Jaim Otsu, that is. The center is providing services for foreigners who have been affected by the disasters. This center is a resource for providing shelters and other various forms of relief activity for foreigners affected by the natural disasters. First, there are multi-language volunteers available to assist victims of the Northeastern Pacific earthquake who are foreigners. Beginning March 14th, they are currently providing information in various languages regarding living conditions for victims. The telephone reception hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. every day, and the phone numbers for each language are as follows. English, 080-3503-9306. Chinese, 080-3691-3641. Portuguese, 080-3486-2768. Spanish, 080-3454-7764. Support in additional languages will become available as soon as preparations are made. For other related information in multiple languages, please visit their website at tabumane.jimdo.com, tabumane.jimdo.com. We will broadcast information regarding disasters and foreigners from time to time. Come on, iPal! Next week's show will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be on April 10th, Sunday, at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about traffic safety in the spring. This is Jeremy, signing off.